Lots of high schools let students develop specialties in foreign languages, the sciences, or the arts. A high school in Phoenix lets students focus on a more unusual subject, policing. From member station KJZZ, Naomi Gingold reports.
This is morning assembly at Franklin Police and Fire High School. The Phoenix Public School has about 300 students. Junior year, they join one of two tracks, training to become either firemen or police officers. The law enforcement track is a bit more popular.
My goal is to become an officer, and then from there move on to become like a domestic violence detective and make my way up to SWAT team.
Alejandrina Garcia is a junior, and like many here, decided way before junior year what she wanted to do in life. Second period, the juniors in her track have law enforcement class.
One, two, three.
Does their daily training first, running and climbing walls, wearing heavy police belts.
Stop, police, do not turn around.
A couple students demonstrate how to make arrests. Upstairs, teacher Andrew Vidari shows a news story about a police officer who didn't use her gun when making an arrest for fear of public disapproval. The officer ended up in the hospital. Vidari, who is a former state trooper, then answers questions.
Tasers have to come in contact with two pieces of the body to carry the current. Somebody said tase him in the face? Negative. The head is always off limits in defensive tactics.
One junior in the class is Anai Correa Apodaca. She spent part of her childhood in Mexico.
I saw a lot of violence and I had to basically take care of myself.
Today, she wants to be a homicide detective. She's a top student at Franklin, and many here are like her, focused, driven. And also like Correa Apodaca, 90% of students here are Latino. Her family isn't enthusiastic about her career choice. They've said to her,
"What? You want to be like a police officer? They're bad. They hurt people." And they thought that I was kind of gonna go out and arrest Mexicans and stuff, and I was just gonna become one of them. One of the bad cops.
There are also students at Franklin who are undocumented or are residents but not citizens. And you can't be a police officer in the U.S. if you're not a citizen. But they say one day they'll get there. Dr. Tom Narini is the school guidance counselor.
Some of our students are here because they're interested in being part of law and fire and public service. But sometimes they're here just because it's a small school.
Students actually can't go to the police academy in Phoenix until they're 20 and a half. So the emphasis here is on college. Franklin has a perfect graduation rate. Students earn a lot in college scholarships. And whatever career they choose, students are taking what they've learned here about policing beyond these walls. Anai Correa Apodaca, the junior who wants to be a homicide detective, has become an ambassador of sorts. She now makes sure to point out to her family examples of bad policing.
They shouldn't be doing this. This is what they should be doing. And when a cop does something good, I tell them, this is a good example.
In class, they talk about good and bad practices, bad apples in the system, but a formal conversation about implicit bias and institutional racism isn't happening in the classroom. But students, especially students of color, do think about it. Correa Apodaca says we're all raised with stereotypes, but they just make things worse.
If we educate ourselves first within our classroom, we could go and bring it out into our community, and little by little, we'll be changing everyone's mindsets. And so we could stop this police brutality, and we can also stop people from thinking the police are bad.
In other words, to improve modern policing, they start by becoming better police themselves. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Gingold in Phoenix.